7 years ago, a beloved lodge in Idaho's backcountry burned to the ground. The Big Creek Lodge was built in the 1930s in a remote spot in the Payette National Forest. For decades, it welcomed people as they headed further into the backcountry, into the Frank Church wilderness that it bordered. A grass airstrip next to the lodge meant many of the guests at Big Creek were pilots. Now, a group of pilots are rebuilding the lodge. Frankie Barnhill reports.
It's early in the morning on a clear and bright Saturday at the Boise Airport. The summer heat hasn't yet set in, so the air is a little crisp, perfect for flying into the woods.
Now, you might want to turn your cell phone off, Frankie.
Okay.
Only because there's no towers out there and you'll run your battery down. It won't bother the airplane one way or the other.
That's J.V. DeThomas, a retired Navy pilot. He's been flying his 1968 Beechcraft Bonanza over Idaho's mountains for about 8 years.
Bonanza is kind of unique in that it's got a V-tail on it, which was designed to cut down on the drag to make them faster.
Sitting inside the plane, DeThomas gets out a map and points out the day's destination, Big Creek Airstrip, where he'll attend a special ceremony.
So we're leaving Boise. We're going to fly over Garden Valley. Among other things, we're going to fly over Johnson Creek, which is a similar recreational airstrip. This is where the ceremony is at Big Creek.
Today's event is a groundbreaking to rebuild Big Creek Lodge. A group of pilots from all over the country have raised $700,000 so far to help the Idaho Aviation Foundation purchase and resurrect the outpost. After a 40-minute flight, DeThomas lets his fellow pilots know he's preparing to land on the Big Creek airstrip, a grassy runway tucked into a valley.
And Big Creek traffic, Bonanza 9 Papa Tango is a half-mile final, landing upstream, Big Creek.
Once they're all safely on the ground, the pilots greet each other over coffee and donuts.
Thank you guys for driving in, flying in, hiking in, camping. We've got horsebackers, and that's exactly what Big Creek is all about, is multiple uses for the public.
That's Colleen Back with the Idaho Aviation Foundation. The group has a goal of raising $900,000 to rebuild the beloved lodge. Back says the reconstruction is about more than just the building.
Here's a place where supplies generally need to be flown in, that people have to be rugged and independent. Even today, you know, animals can do damage up here. The weather can do a lot of damage here. You're not in control, and there's a romanticism to that.
There's one person who stands out among this group of mostly pilots in his head-to-toe green uniform and work boots.
It means a lot to the Forest Service.
Anthony Botello is a district ranger on the Payette National Forest.
Because it's a unique partnership. The land is still National Forest land. It's not private property. It's owned by the people of the United States. And the Big Creek Lodge, the foundation, who are owners, have a special use permit to occupy the land for recreation purpose.
Botello says there are other lodges like this on Forest Service land around the country, but it's hard to find one as remote. Big Creek is 3 hours by road from McCall and a five-hour drive from Boise.
And as people come here as sort of a gateway or a stopping point into the Frank Church Wilderness, it makes sense to have a place where they can resupply, where they can get a bed, they can get a shower as they transition from the backcountry into the front country.
The new Big Creek Lodge should be open next summer. Colleen Back says it will be a place for people who love and respect the wildest parts of Idaho and are willing to put in the effort to get there.
When you want to get here that badly and make that effort, it's all the more special.
On the flight back to Boise, with the craggy Sawtooth Mountains in the background and the Frank Church Wilderness spilling over to the north, pilot J.V. DeThomas points out alpine lakes and remnants of mining activity from decades ago.
There's just so much beautiful country around here that a lot of it you can only see if you hike for a couple of days or fly over with an airplane. So that's why a lot of folks love to get back here.
Next summer, Idaho's natural beauty will be a little bit more accessible for those who want to turn off their phones and head into the backcountry. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.